Dewey had watched them die, for he had been among the 20-odd witnesses invited to the ceremony. He had never attended an execution, and when, on the midnight past, he entered the cold warehouse, the scenery had surprised him. He had anticipated a setting of suitable dignity, not this bleakly lighted cavern cluttered with lumber and other debris. But the gallows itself, with its two pale nooses attached to a crossbeam, was imposing enough. And so, in an unexpected style, was the hangman, who cast a long shadow from his perch on the platform at the top of the wooden instrument's 13 steps. The hangman, an anonymous, leathery gentleman who had been imported from Missouri for the event, for which he was paid $600, was attired in an aged, double-breasted, pin-striped suit, overly commodious for the narrow figure inside it. The coat came nearly to his knees, and on his head he wore a cowboy hat which, when first bought, had perhaps been bright green, but was now a weathered, sweat-stained oddity. Also, Dewey found the self-consciously casual conversation of his fellow witnesses, as they stood awaiting the start of what one witness termed the festivities, disconcerting. "What I heard was, they was gonna let them draw straws to see who dropped first, or flip a coin. But Smith says why not do it alphabetically? Guess 'cause S comes after H. Ha! Read in the paper? Afternoon paper, what they ordered for their last meal? Ordered the same menu. Shrimp, French fries, garlic bread, ice cream and strawberries and whipped cream. Understand Smith didn't touch his much. That Hickok's got a sense of humor. They was telling me how, about an hour ago, one of the guards says to him, 'This must be the longest night of your life.' And Hickok, he laughs and says, 'No. The shortest.' Did you hear about Hickok's eyes? He left them to an eye doctor. Soon as they cut him down, this doctor's gonna yank out his eyes and stick them in somebody else's head. Can't say I'd want to be that somebody. I'd feel peculiar with them eyes in my head. Christ, is that rain? All the windows down. My new Chevy. Christ! The sudden rain wrapped the high warehouse roof. The sound, not unlike the rat-a-tat-tat of parade drums, heralded Hickok's arrival. Accompanied by six guards and a prayer-murmuring chaplain, he entered the death place handcuffed and wearing an ugly harness of leather straps that bound his arms to his torso. At the foot of the gallows, the warden read to him the official order of execution, a two-page document, and as the warden read, Hickok's eyes, enfeebled by half a decade of cell shadows, roamed the little audience until, not seeing what he sought, he asked the nearest guard in a whisper if any member of the Clutter family was present. When he was told no, the prisoner seemed disappointed, as though he thought the protocol surrounding this ritual of vengeance was not being properly observed. As is customary, the warden, having finished his recitation, asked the condemned man whether he had any last statement to make. Hickok nodded. "I just want to say I hold no hard feelings. You people are sending me to a better world than this ever was." Then, as if to emphasize the point, he shook hands with the four men mainly responsible for his capture and conviction, all of whom had requested permission to attend the executions. KBI agents Roy Church, Clarence Dunce, Harold Nye, and Dewey himself. "Nice to see you," Hickok said with his most charming smile. It was as if he were greeting guests at his own funeral.